So being in that first semi, how did that affect what you felt you needed to do?
I didn't really think of it as too much more pressure. I kind of saw what people had to do in prelims. It was a fast prelims, so I think a lot of people kind of showed their cards. It was really interesting watching the last heat, though, and seeing how fast Lark and Lacour went, so that's good to see, and they both take it out fast, so now I kind of know what they have in their arsenal. So it's good to watch, I guess, research, a little recon there.
Well, you're the type of swimmer, at least from what I've seen over the years, where you're pretty, you're not too aggressive the first 50, you're not, like, coming back on the field, you're pretty even throughout, so you know, looking at that, the fact that they're out pretty fast, you know, does that change at all what you think you might have to do to win tomorrow?
They actually work in perfectly to my race strategy. Hopefully they don't hear this, but like Camille in 2012, I like going out, letting them think they have a little bit of lead. Because as soon as they see someone inching up on them, that's usually when they scramble and kind of start losing water. So I think if I have to predict, they'll be out ahead, both those guys at the 50, and I'll be inching in. And if I inch in enough, hopefully they'll scramble. But, I mean, those guys are both going pretty fast, and I think I definitely have a little left in the tank myself. And that final is a big race. It's I think experience will come into hand a little bit there, hopefully.
You were out, you went wire to wire tonight. Was that the plan? Get out front, or are you?
I just went smooth, yeah. I bet you my rates were pretty, about a 1.4 is what I'm guessing. I'll have to go back and check, but pretty smooth. I just want to hold some good water and see how that kind of felt, how fast I could go, just kind of keeping it real smooth. So going out fast, I think that just happened to be who's in my heat, because I would not have gone wire to wire in that second heat for sure.
There's been a couple of disappointments, maybe some flat swims on the U.S. team so far. How important is it to you as a veteran to kind of get in the water and kind of set the pace a little bit?
Absolutely. It's kind of been unspoken pressure from the coaching staff that, hey, this men's team especially, we need a win. If not a win, we need a medal. That was kind of one of our team goals, is to try to get as many or more medals than we have in the past. I think that's numbers 14. So we're kind of keeping our eye on it. And we need some guys to step up that maybe aren't supposed to win medals. And they know that. And the guys that are supposed to win medals hopefully win medals. So you've got to all do our part.
Was yesterday a wake-up call?
It was a disappointment and a wake-up call, I guess. I don't think any of us expected not to make finals, that's for sure.
Thanks, Matt.
Great, thanks.